An MSU concert hall is receiving standing ovations after a recent overhaul. WKAR's Peter Wharf has the story.
Before the Michigan State University College of Music's recent $20 million multi-venue renovations, performers and audiences at MSU's Fairchild Theater found the venue itself was often the weakest part of the performance. That feeling is summed up by College of Music staff.
Unfortunately, the acoustics were a real problem.
Before, we had the slapback echo off the back wall.
Depending on where you sat, you would hear the music once, twice, or three times.
In the old space, the sound would go and would die.
And you'd have weird spots where you'd sit here and you couldn't hear this part of the ensemble or this part of the ensemble. You could hear really clearly one seat over.
It was a highly problematic acoustic.
These flaws made it difficult for listeners to have an enjoyable Fairchild musical experience. All this changes starting tonight as the fourth annual Joanne and Bill Church West Circle Series makes its much-anticipated move to MSU Auditorium's renovated and acoustically redesigned Fairchild Theater. MSU's College of Music enlisted the help of Portland, Oregon's Bora Architects, Detroit's Smith Group, and Chicago's Kierkegaard Associates to reimagine Fairchild. Anthony So is an associate with Kierkegaard and acoustical architect for the project. So's practice focuses on room acoustics and integration into architectural design. So's vision for Fairchild Sound began with a multi-level approach.
It took quite a bit of investigative work to kind of peel back some of the layers to then, in the brain or in the mind, extrapolate, well, what does it mean if we take away the ceiling? What does it mean if we begin to take away some of these surfaces? And then how does the remaining kind of the bones or the structure, the fundamental structure of the building, how will that sound, right? And so that's one of the biggest kind of leaps in terms of the imagination as well. So it takes a little bit of experience and having been to other projects to kind of be able to see, well, wow, there's potential here.
Anthony So continues with some of the first major steps.
We took out the entire ceiling. Said that's going to go. Right. So now you, when you look up, you see the trusses, the structure.
We're looking at the rafters and I-beams and structure
exactly.
that holds up the roof.
Right. Exactly. And so what we're able to do is gain additional reverberation times and more aliveness to the room and also clean up the reflections so you don't have hot spots. You know, every seat is a pleasant experience. You know, the other important part is expanding the orchestra pit to support opera program here. So this large orchestra pit allows for reasonable stage depth to accommodate a wide range of ensembles. It also provides more generous elbow room, if you will, when it's down at the orchestra pit level. So all these are very critical in terms of finding the right balance of functionality as well as kind of the aesthetics, the oral aesthetics.
After Fairchild's ceiling and orchestra pit redesigns, Anthony So realized acoustical improvements in the theater's newly conceived walls.
If you look around, you can see flat wood surfaces with very subtle shaping. Some of it you'll find is curved, and others is highly diffusive. So the upper side walls and rear walls in this instance, you can see are undulating waves, if you will, right?
What happens with these undulating waves that you're describing on the sides of the auditorium? What's the purpose?
Well, in a lot of the older halls, there's a lot of architectural decoration that goes on up there, from pilasters, arch windows, a lot of architectural detail. And it's important for diffusing or scattering the sound, making sure it mixes well in the room, right? And so when we talk about reverberation, we're not interested in the maximum time that the sound hangs in the air. It needs to sound good. And when you have just, you know, dead, smooth, parallel surfaces, that will actually create undesirable echo conditions. And so the idea is that in the lower zone of the room, where it's most proximate to the audience, we have relatively clean, smooth walls that are subtly shaped so that people from the stage, their sound from there, can project out in the most authentic way.
The College of Music kicked the new Fairchild Theater's tires in a day-long rehearsal for numerous ensembles last week. Jen Shangrau was there. She's a recording engineer with MSU's College of Music. Shangrau is responsible for documenting most every major music performance on the MSU campus. Jen's 14 years at State give her a strong perspective on the Fairchild Theater of old and its recent renaissance.
There's no comparison. It's spectacular. we can actually do our jobs and do our jobs well, be able to let the music shine. From the recording standpoint, we have technical capabilities that we didn't have before. We used to set up in a small room backstage and have to truck things in every time. Now we have 24 channels upstairs. We have video. We have, that's just the technical side of it. Just audibly, it's amazing.
Of course, College of Music students look to Fairchild's reopening with perhaps the greatest anticipation, especially singers who previously struggled with performing in Fairchild's neighboring cavernous auditorium. Grad student Steve Martin, for instance.
I mean, Fairchild for us has been a long time coming. We have been waiting and waiting for something as beautiful as what Fairchild is. The sound is impeccable, and it finally has raised to the caliber of students that we have here. So it's really nice to actually visually have a reflection on the talent that is in the College of Music. Previously, I'm a vocalist, previously we would have operas over on the other side in the odd, and this is just such a more conducive space to have successful music making, where the other was a bit more of a struggle.
Months of College of Music construction have raised the bar not only for the Fairchild Theater, but also the 180-seat Cook Recital Hall, a performance space that's received equal praise from performers and concertgoers. College of Music Dean James Forger reflects on what this venue invigoration might mean for cultural advancement in Michigan.
To the great credit of President Simon and the leadership in the provost's office, it's not just a symbol, it's a place for faculty and students to enhance their creative endeavors and research. It is a fabulous space. This has been a total transformation. It has been life-changing for these folks, and it brings tears to your eyes, actually.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.